Blog Talk Radio.
To bring a word to those that may or may not know of you in the
heart in this hand. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom, words of encouragement. Those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask for your son, Jesus, mighty name. And we shall all in unity say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just hope and pray that you have a beautiful day on today. I hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. And I just thank you for tuning in on tonight and listening with the old simple Bible. And your hope is happiness.
Telling others that
the main thing that we should put forth the effort to do is that they have faith, I keep on believing. And they would really want to give a friend hope and courage to get through a rough time or to reach a goal. But we know that the problem in life, that we all in some situations come to the end of our own ability. We come to the end of our strength. We come to the end of our knowledge and experience. And at that moment, just having faith, our belief in belief, hallelujah, in ourselves, we know it's not enough, hallelujah. And we know that it takes more than that, and we'll need more than that, hallelujah, than just mere faith and belief, hallelujah. But we know that we serve a God that can carry us through any storm. It's not a storm that God will not carry us through. And we know that because we have every day of our life, God has carried us through. And so the next step would be we need someone to give us the key to unlock the door that will lead us through whatever mystery lies before us. We need someone greater than ourselves to tell us what to do when we don't know what to do. We know that the fact that you and I need someone greater than ourselves is not a weakness. Some might persuade that our need for God is a crutch, and that only we people need God. But that's not true anymore. That our need for air or food, it is because we are weak. We are created and designed to reach outside of ourselves, to find the things that we need to eat and every day. One of the biggest, we know, that oxymoron is the term self-made. Man or self-made one. We know that there has never, ever been a self-made man or woman, him or her. We know the psalmist understood this when he wrote, it is God who has made us, and not we, our Savior. That's found in the law of Psalms 103. And I also love what he goes on to say at the end of the verse. We are his people, and we are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. And we know that God gives us the opportunity. God provides us with the resources. Then God guides us and directs us. God is the source for healing. God is our source for comfort. God also is a forgiveness God, an acceptance God. God provides us with the skills and the abilities. God shares with us his love and humility. God also provides us hope and courage. And those are values and trust. And if you hesitant or doubtful or just plain resistant about making that step away from your own resources to God and his limited resources, you can consider this one thing. We know that throughout history, people have found the same thing to be true in time, philosophy, and their own experience. That is, that outside our lives are manifestations of our internal life. We understand that our soul and our spirit, the inside part of ourselves, are what drives our ability to love and to create the lives we desire. We know that the paradox is that the things inside of us are also the very things that we cannot create for ourselves. They must be given to us from outside ourselves. So we must get them from God. We know that gifted people are indeed that gifted through God. God can be gifted as well. And here is the very heart of what we're saying in many different ways. The Bible, we know that there are no limitations or circumstances that you find yourself up against in life. There is a God who can empower you and give you to go past what you thought was possible. He might even help you
Follow in God's
began your journey with God. Hallelujah. You will find out that God will be with you every step of your journey. He approved to be the best man at this time. When God makes a way, it's real and powerful. It gives meaning and it results last. When we connect to God and follow His way, it opens up a whole new world. Hallelujah. So we know that God can carry you through your journey walk with God. God will be there. You don't have to wonder if you're going to have to trail that journey alone. God will walk with you every step of the way. There might be someone out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight that you feel like you're alone. You've been walking on your previous journey by yourself. But I would challenge you today to begin your journey with God. God is the best at His craft. God will walk with you into a new life of living a Christian life before God and before your kids. You don't have to worry about going down that dark path alone. God is the light of the world, and God will light your path as you go into begin your journey with God. And before ending, I hope that I pray that I said something to impact your spirit and infuse your mind. If I have brought it to you, to the divine word of God. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have a travel system. You want the whole life to go down to prayer on your behalf. You are encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, the station of Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Shepherd Lion. Hallelujah. You can make it attention to your pastor, Janice Ward, at P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, jessallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, I encourage you to go in God as God goes in you.